Prenup talk is on the table. The heat is on between Nima and Gigi, and we have a special guest joining us tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. This is like a great song for Gigi's party tonight.
Right. Yes.
Hey, After Buzzers. Welcome, Shots of Sunset After Show. We are chatting things up, and we have a special guest joining us tonight. But before we get started, I'd love to introduce my lovely co-host, starting with...
Hey, everyone. I'm Donya Marie.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Nicole.
And I'm Maitha Carrillo, and I think we should do a little drum roll for this, ladies. And we have Sherman!
Yes! Thank you for having me, ladies. I'm so excited.
Yes. Thank you. You know, we were expecting you last week, but it's okay. You made it today.
You know, we're Persian. I'm so early.
You're a week, yeah. You're like a week late.
MJ's booked out last week, and she'll be here next month. We'll work it out.
We loved having MJ here. Shout out to MJ.
She was awesome.
Yes. She was great. And congratulations to her as well. Mm-hmm. So, like you, we were mentioning earlier, we brought champagne. And we had all these goodies for MJ. And she was like, no, I'm not drinking. And we didn't put two and two together that she was pregnant. So, like, the week after when it got announced. So, but congratulations to her.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. Thank you.
Yes. We have some juicy questions for you.
This is what scares me. Right? If it was just like, yeah, we got some questions, I'd be like, yeah, I'm all in. But,
yeah. Like, okay. We're in a room full of, you know, ladies up in here.
Yes.
So
beautiful women.
We're gonna definitely.
I might say, like, you guys all look so young and wonderful. See, I'm being nice.
So
now be gentle.
Don't fall for it.
Let's ask our questions, the hard ones too.
One thing that really I think was the first question that I asked MJ when she was here was, we missed Reza's beard.
The mustache.
Yes.
It was kind of a signature.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that you would get rid of your stash? Because I feel like this is your signature look.
This is kind of the scruff thing is definitely me. I could, but then I'll look 14. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, no, I just look like a totally different person. I feel it's part of your confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so, and Reza, he lost 40 pounds. Yeah. Kudos to him. That's a big deal. He still works really hard at it. He still diets really hard. We just had dinner together. He was like, I can't have this. I can't have that. I was like, oh, I'm pretty proud of you.
Wow.
So he's in it. And then now having shaved, it like gives you a like nice slender look too. So I get why he did it. But yeah, I kind of miss it sometimes too. That signature is Reza. Yeah.
Do you still have your man bun? I can't even tell.
No.
He chopped it.
No more man bun. And ladies.
You guys saw that last episode.
Yeah. And you have the cornrows. I was digging that.
We did that for a minute. That's great for vacation, by the way. You don't have to worry about getting ready. You don't have to worry about doing your hair.
Exactly.
And then when MJ's got, you know, Glam Squad on demand and you just call the dude over to fix the fly list. Dope. It worked out really well. Yeah. It was great. Yeah.
So you and Gigi, I noticed on social media you guys call each other poops or something. How did that even come to be?
Gulnessa came up with some name. She called me Pooper Scooper.
We
were out and somebody was walking a dog and they were like, they had this thing. She's like, what the hell is that? I was like, that's a Pooper Scooper. And then so she called me that forever and then it became Poop. So I just kind of gave it back to her.
I thought it was cute. That's cute.
Thanks. Yeah, well, you know, we're literally like brother and sister.
That was my next question. Has there ever been anything romantic between you
two? Oh, 0%.
Zero. Put that down right now.
Zero. No, literally. It's like my sister. She walked in my brother's wedding. Like, okay. We're brother and sister. Yeah. Like, she'll tell me some things that only a sister should tell a brother. And I really don't want to hear them anyway, but she forces them to me.
That's what siblings do.
Yeah. And then also PSA, ladies, we don't smell your cologne.
I know.
I'm just so sensitive about that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's a topic of conversation this season. It's like your cologne. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
In all fairness, I actually in person get a lot of compliments about my smell. Like, what are you wearing? This thing. So, Reza just seems to have a very highly overactive sense of smell. Mm. His sensory nerves are just, you know.
That seems like a very Reza thing to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
100. Mm-hmm. And for the record, because people keep hitting me on social media, like, what is it that I wear? It's Chanel Blue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, we like that.
Yeah.
We feel
that. That's a very nice smell.
For sure.
See?
Yeah. So, okay. So we were talking
about... And, sorry, not to interrupt, but I'd rather have the approval of three beautiful ladies than the rest of them. So I'm good with that.
Of course.
Approved.
So speaking of just kind of piggybacking off of what you were asking, you know, in regards to you and Gigi, we've already clarified that you guys are tight like brothers and sisters. So I've been wanting to ask you, okay, it's not too bad. Don't worry. You're giving me that look like, oh my gosh, what is she about to ask?
I'm giving her the look too. Like, wait, what's coming?
No, it's really not that bad. What about you and Destiny? Have you ever had a thing for Destiny?
No. I mean, Destiny's like, from the get, we clicked right away. Destiny's like a homeboy. Like, you know, she actually literally, Nemo was a little upset because last week, or, you know, on Watch What Happens Live, she kind of makes a comment. She's like, they ask her, what do you think of Sherman and Nemo? She kind of like says, ew. Nemo's like, oh, I can't believe she threw that shade. That's messed up, this, that. And she literally said tonight, she goes, Sherv, when they ask me that and I think about you guys, literally, I don't know if I can say this on here. Can I see?
Yes.
Okay. She goes, my dick gets limp. So she's like, dude, right? So, you know, she's like that. She's like one of the homeboys, you know? Okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we good.
So what do you think about those comments that Mike made about her? They weren't very nice, and she kind of clarified it, but what stance do you have on that?
So, I mean, there's... I love Mike, but he has quite a few comments to make sometimes. So, which comments exactly are we referring to?
So, there was just one public one that came out about her sexuality.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I forgot.
So, yeah, because the other ones we haven't heard, but you can share.
It's just breaking balls, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we're all friends, and like, you know, you clown on each other. You say some things that are totally out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing right or wrong, I guess. It's just breaking balls, right? I mean, we call Nima Nina, right? So, I mean, do we really think his name is Nina? No, right? So do we really think, you know, and if her, that is, whichever way she chooses to swing, she chooses to swing. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just breaking balls. Like, we don't see you with any guys. You always have all these pretty girls with you. What's up? Why are you trying to come into our territory? You know, we break balls like that.
Yeah. On the topic of Mike... What do you think about his situation with, like, relationships and everything? Is he ready to get married?
Mike wants to get married, for sure. I mean, you know, we're boys. We travel together. We hang out together a lot. He definitely likes the concept of getting married, wants to get married in that kind of culturally, and that's what our parents expect, and that's kind of, like, what's told of us, and this is what we're supposed to do. But I don't know if he's necessarily ready, right?
So, yeah, right.
You know, it's like the idea is cool, right? And, you know, I'm in that boat. It's like, okay, oh, I'd like a wife. Cool, let's have a wife. Let's have kids. Let's, like, have that house and stuff. And y'all can live over there. You know, and I'll be over here. I'll see you on Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays. You know, like, no, I'm kidding. Please don't blow up my
fucking
social media.
Can you say that again?
Just kidding, right?
My life is about to blow up right now. Yep.
You know, with Morgan, for example, I think Morgan was dope. Everybody really liked her. Real cool chick, very easy to get along with. As Mike would say, she's a thug, right? Mm. She was. She wouldn't take shit from anybody, and we respected that. I kind of saw her more as almost like a rebound.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Just because, like, you know, that breakup, his divorce was not easy for him.
But, I mean, a rebound to you, I they've been separated for, like, 2 years and divorced. So... would that still be considered a rebound?
I mean, it's the first real relationship afterwards, I think, is considered the real the rebound, right? Okay. The first, like, one where you go, okay, I'm in a relationship, right? I mean, were there, you know, very short-term?
Yeah.
I would say a few hours, but it's Mikey, so a few minutes flings. Yeah, yeah, probably, you know. Yeah. But, you know, the first real one, I think it's kind of like, you're dipping your toe in. You're not necessarily sure.
Yeah.
You might jump in and kind of change your mind, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of like that. Did he like her? Did he respect her 100%? He never spoke a single bad word about her, even to this day. Mm. Was he really there to kind of get there? You know, they were having fun. He was kind of they were having fun, and then she wanted a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then when it kind of got to that level, like, shit or get off the pot, it was like, I got to get off.
Okay. Okay, we see where this is coming from.
I mean, but you gotta respect it, right? He didn't drag her along, you know? He kept it real. He was like, look, I'm not there.
Right. I think for a second we thought he was going to.
Right.
And then, and then everything happened.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, Morgan's not Jewish, right?
Yeah.
So, and I told him, I'm like, you have the balls to take another non-Jewish girl to your mom? And his mom will, she'll castrate him on the spot with a butter knife.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, you're going to do that? He's like, nope. Right? So, you know, inevitably it kind of like, hey, you know, we're dating, we're having fun, she's really cool, we have a great time together. But then shit's getting serious and it's like,
okay,
I'm not going to. He's not going to go toe-to-toe with his mom. I wouldn't go toe-to-toe with his mom. Mm-hmm. Shit, the U.S. Army wouldn't go toe-to-toe with his mom.
Would you go toe-to-toe with your mom?
My
you
mom's
were...
a different story.
Okay.
He always says, he's like, oh, we're both mama's boys. I'm like, yeah, we're both mama's boys in that we love our moms. But you ask your mom permission for everything, whereas my mom asked me permission for everything. So that's a little different. Okay. So.
It's a little bit
and
different.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, things right. are own, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's break down tonight's episode because we definitely want to get your thoughts into this. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off talking about the prenup between MJ and Tommy and this whole situation. So MJ pretty much wants everything Tommy has and everything Tommy builds after they get married, and MJ doesn't get to give anything to MJ. thoughts on this? What do we think? Do you ladies think a prenup is necessary? Because Reza didn't get a prenup at all.
Yeah, I was shocked by that, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I was shocked.
Really?
Not with MJ. I don't feel like I was shocked. But at the same time, she kind of did explain herself as to why she wanted it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I 100% agree with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she was like, being like a feminist here and I got to protect myself. But at the same time, it's like you guys are in a relationship.
Right. You're marrying for love.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be about love. For me, it was very one-sided. Like, I understand she's trying to protect herself and she's trying to protect her assets. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you're going in there and you're like, well, I want half of what you have and you can't get anything. You know, I just feel like that's very
selfish.
It's
basically what's mine is mine and what's yours is going to be mine, too.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's smart.
In all fairness, I think the prenup thing, unfortunately, today's day and age, something that's kind of necessary.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some people could argue, be like, well, you don't need a ring to get married, right? And then a lot of people are like, what the hell, you do need a ring. Mm-hmm, so the prenup, I think, is important. Like, I think everybody should have one. It's kind of one of those things, nobody really wants to deal with it. Once you knock it out, get out the park, sign, put away, you never have to look at it again, hopefully. Yeah. Right?
But why wait, like, two weeks before the wedding?
Rushed. Like, it was kind of like, we're getting married, and it's like, okay. And if you guys, I mean, you guys met MJ, right?
Yes.
It's like, okay. MJ will start getting ready 4 hours before she has to come to AfterBuzz, right? And about 20 minutes before the car actually shows up is when she actually starts getting ready. The other 3 hours and 40 minutes is kind of like floating around and like, oh, look, a half a burrito. And then it's like over here, like, you know, something going on. She just gets, you know, she gets easily distracted. So I think that's kind of how the wedding thing worked out, too. And it was kind of like, oh, shit, it's crunch time. Time to knock it all out.
Yeah.
Now, to her defense, also, I will throw out that she is Persian and we are quite the negotiators. And she did ask for everything, but we kind of do that on purpose. You ask for everything, you let them negotiate you down. Right? And then if they say okay, you're not going to say no, right? You'll just take it all, right?
That reminds me when you're buying a car.
Oh, that's why so many Persians are car dealers. Haven't you ever noticed that? Go to any one of these car dealerships up going and show me a non-Persian dealership.
Yeah, it reminds me of my sister. She just purchased a car and she brought it down by like thousands of dollars. And then the guy was like, no, how much do you want it for? And she wrote down her phone number and she's like, when you're ready, call me.
Oh, like, it was, that's how you do it.
So yes. You got to take notes. Mm-hmm. Shows, brothers, sisters, anybody.
100.
Okay, so then we also have... You guys, we love that you guys are always, always, always commenting, watching us. We have our live chat up, so if you guys have any questions for Shervin, let us know. We have our live chat up. And as always, we are thanking you for tuning in. We are on iTunes now on Spotify, right?
Yes, we're on Spotify now.
Dope.
Yes.
All right. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Woo! Woo! Wow, we're all synchronized today. Okay, so let's jump into Destiny and Reza. And this was, as I've mentioned before, it's very emotional for me to watch because I am totally Destiny's shoes. But now her mom let out a little bit of more information. And the way that, like, Destiny was shaking in her boots, and it was just, I don't know, it was, for me, it was an eye-opening experience. And then again, I was like, this is a transformation for her. Like, she's actually going out there, and she's going to find her dad.
Yeah, when I was watching that scene of her, like, when they were both getting information from her mom, I honestly, it looked like a borderline, she was about to have an anxiety attack, almost. Yeah. And it just... I was feeling her at that moment. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is really traumatic for her. You know what I mean? And because she would, like you said, she was shaking. Mm-hmm. And so I just really felt like I just kind of connected with her on an emotional level. This is really serious.
I felt like it was one step closer to her healing. Mm-hmm. Definitely the names that her mom gave her, because she came from having no information to having something, a few names. It was one step for her, I felt like.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
how do you guys feel about that? You guys think that her mom's doing a good thing by kind of withholding information and kind of resisting Destiny's search? Or do you think that it sucks? Like, no, her mom should be more supportive and, like, give up everything she has and not give it out piece by piece and almost have to have it sucked out?
Yeah, I think it's hard for her mom to let it out because I think there's a lot more of information that she knows that she doesn't want her daughter to know. And then also, as well, what can happen is that once Destiny finds out, it could be that this causes a strain in the relationship. And she can probably think that she's going to find out something that's going to make me maybe hate her mom or think about her mom differently when all she was trying to do was protect her.
Yeah. Right. But see, that's what I'm concerned about, right? Like, all this information coming out, like, if she doesn't find out through her mom, I understand she's trying to protect her, but I don't think she's really helping her at the same time because she sees how much this means to her and how much it's hurting her. Like it's hurting her not knowing this. So that's how I feel about it.
It is. I agree with you, and I think her mom, like, you know, did the best. You know, everybody does the best they can.
Right.
And with the limited resources she had and whatever she had to deal with, she raised these kids to grown-ass adults, and they're awesome. You know, Destiny and her sister, they're beautiful people. And I think at a certain point, it's like, okay, you can only protect them so far. And then at a certain point, you got to be like, if you really want to know, you know, this is where I can't help you anymore. And here's everything I have.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a tough situation for her to be on. And I was watching her on Watch What Happens Live. I think she was there last Thursday. And her dad was brought up, and she still got teary-eyed. Like, it's just automatic, the tears come out.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's literally a problem that hasn't been solved her entire life. Literally. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So.
Yeah, and I think Reza is a huge support system. And this whole season, we've been seeing that he's been really a great friend.
For sure.
Is Reza that great of a great friend to you as well?
Yeah, Reza's always kind of like the – he's definitely the patriarch of the group, and you can definitely lean on him. And he will support you in a position where you're weak. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, when you're wrong, he's going to let you know to your face.
Yeah,
and he's not going to do it in like a quiet corner either. He's going to call it out in front of everybody. So, you know, you think twice before popping off.
For sure. We definitely saw that last week between him and Mike.
Yeah. Was he mad at you? Was Reza mad at you for telling Mike that he had told you about?
Oh, no, not at all. Okay. I mean, you kind of realize like sometimes you tell somebody a secret because you can't say it out yourself.
Yeah.
And you want them to say it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I could tell, like, he's telling me because he wants me to gain more information on it. But because Mike told him, he can't come and say it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But so, you brought it out in the open. You brought it out on the table.
I mean, listen, that's the thing about us. We hold each other accountable. Mm. Right. And that's kind of our claim to fame. So we're always going to hold each other accountable. We're not going to do it behind closed doors. We're going to do it right front and center in front of everybody. You're going to deal with it. And we're going to help.
Lisa on our live chat says, ask him how many times does he work out a week?
Question.
Lisa is checking you out on our live chat.
Hey, Lisa. I work out a week. I work out 6 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like my meditation. You know, it makes me feel good. My mom used to say, why do you work out so much? I'm like, Mom, you know, you shower every day. When I sweat, I feel like I'm showering from the inside. You know, so after like 2-3 days, if I don't, like, I'm in a bad mood. I feel gross.
Yeah.
I'm the asshole that packs my workout gear when I go on a trip. Like when I book my hotel.
You're that
person. So what kind of a gym do they have? Where's the closest Equinox? Right?
So. Oh my God. We have Julie on my live feed saying, are you a player or you just crush a lot?
What? I guess that depends on which you define crush. I'm me. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not looking for anything special. I'm kind of like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I'm in this, like, I'm okay where I'm at stage.
Okay. We'll dig more into that as we talk about relationships. So let's move on to Reza and MJ. Yeah. So MJ decides to, which shouldn't be funny, but they made it really funny, lay her dad's ashes in Malibu. And it was an emotional moment as they were saying their speeches and their, you know, the fact that Reza was got so deep and kind of like gave his whole thanks to her dad. That was really deep. And then they threw out the ashes and some flew in Reza's mouth and then some were just laid there. I really thought they were going to hop on a boat and just go in the middle of the ocean and let go of these ashes.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. But at the same time, it did have like a touch of MJ and Reza's personality into the whole situation.
For sure. That's what made it funny. I even feel guilty kind of laughing because I'm like, I know it's a serious moment, but they made it funny.
If God forbid MJ or Reza were to spread ashes, this is how it would end up.
This is
I mean, would you expect it to be like some perfect picture clear, like, you know, Sound of Music style?
I would wish.
Right? No, this is MJ and Reza. You're not going to get that with this group.
Yeah, and then MJ was like, it looks pretty.
I know. I was like, it looks pretty. It was nice.
Like, that's something that would happen in like the show Lassie, right? Where it's like nice and perfect and nothing wrong. Yeah. MJ and Reza, somebody's going to swallow some ashes. They're going to cough.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then Reza's cat passed away too, which MJ gave to her to him 16 years ago. So that was really touching. Yeah. But I'm thinking, where was Vita in this whole situation?
I haven't seen Vita.
Yeah,
I would think she would have wanted to be part of this moment.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Vita is very close was very close with Shams as well, and they definitely loved each other to the very end. But I mean, the fact does remain they. MJ had a totally different relationship with her father than Vita did. And even until the very end, you know, poor Shams, God rest his soul, in the hospital room would still look at Vita and say she's the most beautiful, you know, woman on earth. But again, MJ had a very different relationship, and I think it was something where she needed to have her final closure on her own because it was such a different relationship. Mm. You know, and everybody deals with grief in a different way. And Reza had a very special relationship with him. With MJ's, both MJ's parents. I mean, Reza told us that MJ's parents were the ones that he came out to.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so obviously, like, that's how close they were. So, you know, I think it's very fitting that he go along with her on that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, it was a nice touch that they gave it to for
definitely.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Definitely. The wind, they weren't anticipating.
That wind. Yeah. Okay, so you guys, let's jump into Gigi's launch party.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Woosa. We do need some woosa before we get started. I have to ask this question first. What did you think about Gigi's elevator pitch? Oh. Because you weren't very honest.
You really weren't.
Last episode. And I have to say you weren't, even though you said otherwise.
I wasn't honest?
No.
How's that?
You can tell by your facial expression right now and last episode.
Okay, so it was her first time, guys. I mean, we're talking about Golnessa. She's self-admittedly never had a job before in her life. I mean, literally, her job is to swipe her father's credit card. So, you know, and she says it. She goes, no, I don't understand what that means. My daddy does that, right? So literally, she still says this. Yeah. And it's like, I'm really proud of her for finally finding something she's passionate about and putting into it. So the last thing I want to do is demotivate her, right? And it's like, okay, look. Don't shake your head like that.
Hold on.
Listen. You got a 7-8-year-old kid. Not to say Golnessa is a 7-8-year-old kid, but I'm just saying somebody is doing something for the first time. They might be playing t-ball, and when they hit the ball, they suck. You're still gonna say good job, and you know you're gonna want to give that positive reinforcement. So that's what I wanted to do. I mean, from a traditional business standpoint, if I was sitting in that room as an investor, I probably wouldn't have been sitting in the room throughout the entire pitch, right? I would have definitely got up and walked out. It's like, what the fuck am I doing here? But, you know, I really wish she would have taken some more of my advice. That's all.
So you did give her more advice
after? Oh, yeah. I was like, no, no, beforehand. I'm like, well, Nessa, when you go out okay. there,
right.
do not tell them that you've never had a job. And what was the first thing she said? She's like, okay, so, you know, I've never really had a job. And, you know, the other thing is, I get it. You're nervous. I get it. You are product researching your own stuff. Let's not product research before the pitch. I mean, that's, you know, I just, yeah. I thought that would be reasonable. Okay. But,
you know. So that was your angle, you know, just the whole analogy. Okay, you picture a seven-year-old child. You know, you're still going to motivate them even if they suck.
I'm saying I'm about positive reinforcement.
Right? Okay.
I'd like her to get back up and try again. Right. And in all fairness, during the Wusa thing, she did give a good speech and she had a great launch party.
She did.
So had we destroyed her confidence, she may have not pushed forward. And it's like she's finally doing something. I'm gonna shit on it, you know? Let's try to help.
Yeah. Do you give this much positive enforcement to Nima so he can pursue Gigi?
Mm.
I definitely gave positive enforcement in not pursuing Gigi.
Okay.
I was like, are you so you aren't crazy?
Okay. Right? You're not it's on board like, with that.
Really? Bro, bad idea. Like, that is a tree you do not want to bark up. I mean, bad idea.
Well, he was barking up all that tree tonight.
Yes,
he was. Caressing her and...
It's that's what happens when my boy gets that rosé in him.
His rosé, yeah.
It's like he's, you know, Nima's got a glass of rosé and he smelled my breath after a tequila shot and he's fucked up. What can I say? I mean, some people don't have the tolerance. I'm like, are you sure you're Persian? I want a 23andMe on this kid, by the way. We should check. God. Because, you know, we're supposed to be able to handle our liquor. I don't know what's up with this kid. We'll work on him. We'll work on him.
Yeah. As the party gets started, Gigi talks about the ring and the fact that she still has it. And she's wearing the band, not the actual ring. We've already kind of said our thoughts here about what to do with the ring. Mm-hmm. What do you think she should do with the ring? Should she give it back?
I thought she should give it back. I mean, she's like, this guy's harassing me. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's getting involved. And what's his thing? I want the ring. Just give me the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's not, I mean, what are you going to do with it? You're going to wear it? I think Gulnessa liked the concept of being married a lot more than actually being married. You know, I think she liked the ring. I think she liked, like, oh, my husband, I'm married, my wedding, right? Than actually having to be the wife. You know what I mean? And I think she had a hard time letting go of that. And I think it was a little... I think she had to kind of... Just like Grievance, just like how MJ kind of came to her completion or how Destiny is coming on her search to find her like, center on this and become whole over the situation. I think Gulnessa needs to become whole. And until she does, she can't let go of that ring.
So does she still wear it today?
That we're going to have to wait and find out. Oh, that was sneaky. That was sneaky. Okay. That was sneaky. I'm 4 years deep. I'm watching.
Damn it.
Nima would have fallen for that. When he's in
Nima,
here,
you're next. That to him. Yeah, you're on the hot seat next.
I'll try it out on him.
Yeah. So we also saw that Gigi, she gave out her speech. She did a little bit better.
Yes, she did.
You had a lot. Yeah, a lot. She did. A lot better. I think she was in the she was like in her comfort zone.
She was.
She was like around a lot of people.
Right.
People she knows.
People that she knows.
As opposed to like a cold room where it's like dark. You can't really see faces.
Right. And you had a strong opinion about her elevator pitch last week. Did you think she did a better job this week?
Absolutely. Yeah, she redeemed herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Because you went on a rant last week.
I did.
Just like, what was
because
she thinking?
I felt like she could have taken it more seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I just really feel that way. You know, and you were very helpful. Nima was very helpful. So she had all the support that she needed to take it very seriously. So I understand she's never had a job before. I get that. But for me personally, it's still not an excuse.
Yeah.
Take it seriously. And now she's really going to have to take it seriously because she has you know, she has an investor now.
Yeah,
there's
money.
Yeah.
There's money on the line. There's skin in the game, right?
There you
go. And, you know, I totally agree with you. I think she could have taken it more seriously. I think it was kind of necessary for her to fall in order to really want to like, succeed.
Yeah. You know? I think Nima wants her to succeed more than anything. Like, this guy is putting in so much effort.
Nima's over there with the prenup, like, listen, I got half a Musa. You know, y'all gonna kick over.
Like, Nima, chill.
Yes.
It's just
fixing her slides, giving her positive reinforcement, printing out those pictures of her and saying, these are your different, I don't know, personality sides.
But I like that, though. I love seeing a man just being so helpful to a woman and being genuine. He really wants to see her succeed. Like, I love watching that.
Does he or does he want just...
Well, I mean, there may be some other intentions behind it, but I think genuinely he wants to see her succeed. All this effort and time he's put in, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I just feel like he's...
I agree. Okay, well, I'll give you guys a little back-end information.
Please do.
And I've actually had long conversations with Nima about this. And did he have feelings for Golden Lasso, genuine feelings? 100%. Did I tell him it was a bad idea? 1,000,000%. Did we go over that back and forth? Lots of times. Kicking Rosé? Definitely repeated it. But he also has this spot where he's like, listen, I really consider her a friend. And I want the best for her because she's a good person. That was my thing. Like, season 4, season 5, I supported Golnessa so much. And, you know, some of the other cast members were like, you're wasting your time. She does this all the time. Like, you know, you're it's all failure. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to give up. And the whole thing was Golnessa has the hugest heart. Right? Hugest heart. I mean, tip her the wrong way. Loch Nessa comes out, bites your hand off. But if you don't, huge heart. And, you know, that's what made me kind of stand by her. Hima recognized this really, really early on, too. And he really wanted to help her. So, did he help her because he was trying to get in her pants? No. Would he have loved her to get in her pants? Yes.
It just looks so forced. It just looks so forced.
I don't feel that. I think it's genuine.
It looks like he's just trying too hard. That's the way that it's coming across.
I guess that side of him that has feelings for her.
Yeah.
I think, he just has really strong feelings. Or, I don't know if he still does, but.
We're going to have to wait and find out. So that's round. That's strike two. Strike two.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Keep going. You know, try again.
We're gonna keep trying here. Okay. So then, Gigi calls herself Boss Nessa, which I loved.
Yeah.
And yeah. Did you save her under Boss Nessa under your contact
now?
No.
Poops.
It's poops. Okay.
She's got the little poop emoji too. It's great.
Cute. Okay. Little poop.
Dope.
So she has an investor now, which is amazing. I'm thinking, like, did Nima have something to do with this? But then I'm like, no, the girl, like, did her best. She pulled off an amazing launch party. I think she totally did redeem herself. And I'm excited to see where it takes her.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk a little bit about the relationship between them two. Because according to Nima, he says that the minute the group goes away, the texts come through. And they look like very frisky, and it just looked automatic. That chemistry, that seemed natural.
It changed your mind today, right?
It did change my mind because, as you know, I had my harsh opinions about them too, and I just felt that I almost felt like the feelings were not genuine on either side, and they were just doing it for the cameras. But tonight, I was convinced.
Yeah.
I was truly convinced just because of just the interaction and him like touching her and feeling her. I was like,
Well, so basically the nerdy kid finally got the cheerleader, huh? It's interesting. I definitely think they have a genuine care for each other, 100%. And you guys will get to see more.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that Golnessa likes to be in power.
Mm-hmm.
Boss, Nessa. You guys can tell. So having that guy wrapped around her finger, you know, she also is smart enough to know that if she doesn't kind of hit the ping pong ball back every once in a while, he'll eventually quit, and that'll stop. So I told him, I'm like, that's part of her game, bro. Take it easy. Yeah. Easy, easy. So, you know, you guys will see how that unfolds, because it does unfold in a way that you won't be able to guess.
Do we get to see you go on a double date with Mona?
Who? Mm-hmm.
You, Mona.
Yes. Mona. Yes.
Gigi and Nima.
My minds want to know.
So let me tell you. I saw the eyes that you were giving her during MJ's bridal party. You guys were flirting it up. I was like, I called it out here.
Mona?
Yes, you and Mona. I was like, ooh, there is something going on there.
There was a few moments where you could
really see.
That's so funny.
So,
Okay, so I'm a big, big, big proponent of not messing around where you eat, right? So, like, this is like we're like a family, you know? We spend a lot of time together. You do some traveling together. You got countless hours, you know? You have late nights. You have all these things. And you see each other in your best and your worst. I kind of like to leave, you know, the dynamic like that. I don't like to mess with it. It just, it ruins the group mojo, the vibe, right? If somebody like kind of does that. And that was the other thing I told Nima. I'm like, this is, we're kind of a crew here, bro. And you come, you do this, it doesn't ever really fully repair one way or the other. So careful. Mona's a great girl. I think she's awesome. She's actually dating, not me. And you know, I think she's great. I don't foresee a future for me and Mona romantically. But you know, I wish her the best, and you know, she's one of the homegirls. Like,
do you think she and Mike could ever worked out, like, for real, for real? Because in the beginning,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, I think their personalities are just too different.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. On our live chat, we have quite a few people watching. Lisa Morris, 1966, says, Destiny is one of my favorite people on the show. I'm glad they added her to the show. We think so, too.
Destiny's dope.
Queen Bee says, player. Haha. So she thinks you're a player. Yes, Marvin Sherbin. Lisa also adds, yes, I would say player two.
I'm sitting here with four girls.
Yeah.
Don't hate.
She's Crystal. Crystal! Oh, my God. Crystal is joining us on our live chat. She could not be here tonight, but she'll be here next week. We totally miss her. She says, you're so close to Gigi. You think you got Pool to bring her on the show? Yes, girl. We're working on it. And then
I almost had her come. I told you guys.
That would have been amazing. Lisa also adds, DG needs positive reinforcement to give the ring back. Queen Bee also adds, give it back. And yeah, we have just those comments and everybody saying you look handsome. So many of you saying you look handsome. Yeah. Where do you work out?
Equinox.
Okay, so now we're going to jump into some, we kind of want to ask you like a few questions because we don't get a lot of background as to what you dedicate your time and efforts. We know you're into businesses, but we also know that you have a lot of things that you've been working on. So is there anything in the works that you're launching soon?
Okay, so I recently opened our fine dining restaurant in West Seattle. It's called Vine and Spoon.
Okay.
Seattle. In Seattle, yeah. So I have a hospitality group in Seattle. We have a club. We have some restaurants, some lounges. We're doing a rebuild on one of our lounges. And the grand opening of our new clothing store is November 2nd. And it's called Estate. And that's in Capitol Hill in Seattle as well. Then I'm working on something in the health and wellness space. It's not finalized. I can't release it. But let's just say we're going to disrupt vitamins.
Okay.
It's all about health.
Could you?
What does everybody want today? They want to live forever,
right?
And they want to look young forever.
Yeah,
we're going to try to help.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can this lead you to, I don't know, being an investor into Gigi's company business?
You know,
I feel like you're an investor yourself, right?
I am an investor, and originally I was offered the COO position by her.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I had to regretfully deny because. The time commitment I just didn't have. You know, I'm operating all these businesses, and each one I'm kind of like splitting up my day. I literally work from when I open my eyes to when I close them. And again, that's one of the benefits of being single, not married, not having kids, right? I mean, this is what I get to put my time into. I always thought while I am single, I will do this so that later on when I have a family, I get to enjoy them.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So I said, you know, I wasn't able to. It's real. I mean, I'm not the first person to say it. It's very cliche. You don't mix business and friendship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then I would have to kill her. And then it's like, I got to call MJ. She has to come with the shovel and the gloves. And Mike's got to bring the bleach. And then he always spills it. And it's like, it's just a mess. And then, like, I got to change old carpet in the trunk of the car. It's just, you know, I just don't want to do it again. It sucks.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's just too much.
So before we end the show, I want to go around and ask and have us ask you a dating question because we saw a lot of your dating and your relationship with your ex last season, and we know how that ended. So now I'll go first. So I'll ask you, because you said you're actively dating, what do you think about sliding in the DMs?
Sliding in the DMs.
Yes.
what do you think about sliding in the DMs? I think, well, you know what?
Yay or nay.
In all fairness, today, that's just how it is. I mean, we got to accept it, right? It's like, oh, what do you think about, like, texting? This is part of the new technology and the revolution in communication, mm-hmm. right? I mean, remember when we were kids and you pass little notes in class? You guys were probably younger than me, so you didn't really do that. But we did, right? So now you just shoot a fucking text. I'm sorry. Yeah. But, you know what I mean, right? Yeah. So it's like, no disrespect. I mean, you just kind of slip up.
So it's fine if someone were to slide into your DM, and do you slide into others' DMs?
I think that if anybody chooses to use that as a form of communication, that I don't frown upon it. I personally don't.
Okay.
But I don't frown upon it. Hey, man, you do you.
Okay. See, that kind of, you kind of already asked the question that I was wanting to ask, and maybe it,
I can change mine.
Yeah, I mean, so, see, mine was tying into that in terms of, like, you prefer the more traditional way, like actually going out and just meeting someone on the spot. Have you tried online dating? And what has been your experience with online dating?
You know, okay, MJ and Tommy are picture childs for that, right? They met on Tinder, now they're married. They're expecting. My brother and his wife met on eHarmony, you know, and I've got a beautiful nephew out of it. And I couldn't fathom a more perfect match. So I have nothing against it. Again, this is technology. Anytime somebody does have something against technology, I always argue. I say, listen, if you're going to have something against this, get a headache, don't take an Advil, don't drive a car, don't use a cell phone, ride a horse and write a letter when you want to talk to somebody. Like, this, times are changing. Right. We got to get with it. You don't want to be like grandma. It's like, no, in my day, we used to, you know. That doesn't apply anymore.
Exactly.
So I don't have anything against online dating. I think it's totally fine. Unfortunately, being a little bit more recognized, somewhat of a public figure, I can't be on online dating because why? Every asshole takes a screenshot and starts getting circulated in the text. And
oh, yeah.
Right? So, no thanks. I'm good with that. Yeah. And, yeah, you get a lot of catfish too, right? So, and it's funny. Sometimes
that
you know,
would be interesting.
Sometimes we'll sit there and we'll look at some of the DMs that come in, right? And it's like, okay, no me. It's like a drunken night. It's like, hey, let's have some laughs. And you'll see somebody like with these ridiculous pictures and they'll have all of 3 followers. No, yeah. And they'll have 5 pictures posted. And it's like, oh, this is a real account. 100%, oh right?
So someone is trolling you.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. So I don't partake, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Mm.
So you had experience with long-distance relationships, right? Mm-hmm. How was your experience, and what is your opinion now on long-distance?
The long-distance relationship is definitely difficult. Shit, I mean, a relationship from the Bay Area to L.A. is difficult. Try one from here to Australia. Literally, you cannot get farther than that. Mm-mm. Like, that's it. Farthest point on Earth. Mm-hmm. Wasn't easy at all. However, you know, I think it has to do with the people. We were very close and kind of there. The relationship developed much faster than I anticipated. Similar to Mike's situation, that's why I can comment so easily because I relate. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, okay, here's this chick. She lives on the other side of the world. I mean, how far is it going to go? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you realize, wait a second, you know, a few months has gone by. We're still talking, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want like, okay, well, I don't want it to stop, but yeah. I didn't necessarily aim for it to get here. And I ended up in kind of like this no man's land of it just happened, right? Mm-hmm. Long distance relationships are definitely difficult. It definitely takes 2 to tango, and you're both going to have to want to make it happen. And I'll tell you, it can only last very temporarily. There's no way you're going to do that long run. I mean, that's just stupid. Mm-hmm. That's not possible. If somebody sits on one side of the earth and thinks that on the other side of the earth, they haven't seen whoever they're dating, they see them like twice a year, and they're in an exclusive relationship, yeah, bro, you're smoking that woosah too.
Smoking that GG woosah.
That's it.
Good stuff. Alrighty, ladies. So we have run out of time. But of course, we'd like to thank you so much, yes, Shervin, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for being somewhat gentle. And, yes. You know.
We just wanted to have fun and join you into the conversation.
CG, don't be scared. You should come next week.
No, she should. Come here. We'll enjoy some woosah too if you want to. No, I'm kidding. but thank you guys so much for watching. Ladies, let them know where everybody can find you to continue the conversation.
Hey everyone, I'm Danya Marie, and you can find me on all social media at DanyaMarie9.
Hey you guys, it's your girl Nicole Hutchins, and you can find me on Instagram at TheRealNicole.
Hey guys, I'm Maitha Kriya. You can find me everywhere at ThisIsMaitha, and you can find me Monday nights, Real Housewives of OC. And Will and Grace Thursday nights, and of course, the Shadows of Sunset. Crystal, you were missed. We will see you all here next week. Thank you once again, Shervin.
Thanks again. Thank you guys.
And we'll chat next week. Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.